ஓம் சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் ஃப்ரம் தி ஃபிஃப்த் வேர்ஸ் ஆஃப் this eighth chapter, Lord Krishna has been answering Arjuna's question regarding a remembrance of the Lord at the time of death, prayana kala ishvara smaranam, and the method of that practice and the significance of that smaranam, and also the benefit of that Ishvara smaranam. And we saw that to remember the Lord at the time of death, a person has to be a nishkama upasakaha. Upasakaha means the one who practices meditation on Ishvara with attributes. Therefore, we say saguna upasaka. And not only he has to be a meditator of Ishvara, he also must have recognized the fact that the highest goal possible in life is Ishvara Prapti itself, because Ishvara alone is the infinite one. The form that we attribute to Ishvara is of course finite, but the finite form symbolizes the Lord who is the infinite. We don't take the symbol as God, we take symbol as the representative of God, because we know that the symbol is finite. And therefore, taking a particular finite symbol, he knows Lord as the infinite, represented by the symbol, and he considers that infinite God as the primary goal of life. Asatoma satgamaya, everything else other than God is asat, God alone is sat. Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, everything other than God is tamas, God alone is jyotihi. And mrityor ma amrutangamaya, everything other than God is mrityuhu, means mortality. God alone represents immortality. And the person who has this top priority, we call him Nishkama Upasaka. And we have been seeing in these verses, this Nishkama Upasaka remembers God at the time of death also. And according to the law which Krishna said, yam yam bhavam smarati, tam tam bhavam prapnoti. As a person thinks, so he becomes. And since the Nishkama Upasaka thinks of God, he becomes one with God. And how he becomes one with God, we saw before, and Krishna himself will clarify later. After death, this Nishkama Upasaka will go to Brahmaloka, And in Brahma Loka, he will get Nirguna Ishvara Jnanam, and as a result of that Jnanam, he will get Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. And this method of Ishvara Prapti we call by the name Krama Muktihi. So, Antakala Ishvara Smarana will lead to Krama Mukti. This is the topic. And I said in the last class, even though infinite God is only one, the finite symbols representing the Lord, the symbols can be many. Symbols are finite and it can be many, and therefore in our scriptures many symbols are given. Some of them are personal gods like Rama, Krishna, etc., which we called Pratima symbol. And there are symbols which are non-personal also, which we called Pratikam symbol, like flame as a symbol, like Shivalingam as symbol, like Saligrama as symbol. And in that list, Omkara also is a Pratika symbol, in Sanskrit called Pratika Alambanam. And a Nishkama Upasaka can practice Omkara Upasana, and through Omkara he remembers the Lord. And having remembered the Lord through Omkara throughout the life, at the time of death also he utters Om and dies. A Rama Bhakta dies with the name Rama in his mouth. A Krishna Bhakta dies with the name Krishna. An Abhakta dies with all other words, ayo, and whatever else he has been practicing. Know that story that a person was about to die and Parvati wanted to help that person, and therefore Parvati requested Parameshwara to bless him. Parameshwara said he doesn't want us because he depends upon other things. Still Parvati, after all universal mother, she said we should have some consideration for him and therefore we should bless. Then Parameshwara said both of us will go near him at the time of death. If he dies with the word Amma in the mouth, you should help. You are the mother. If he says Appa and dies, I will help because I am universal father. Jagatah Pitarau Vande Parvati Parameshwara. So this was the contract, deal between Parvati and Parameshwara, and both of them went near the person who is dying. And then at the time of death, he started the word Ah. Then they were not sure, because Appa also starts with A, Amma also starts with A, therefore both were ready. Enna solla porana, Shivana solla porana. And then he died saying, neither Appa nor Amma, ayyo, solli katti pranana vitta. So Lord Shiva looked at Parvati and smiled, this is what it is. Even if you are willing to rescue, generally, the humanity doesn't want to depend on God. They want to depend on the parivaras and possession. And as long as they have got confidence in them, let them try. And that is why they say, ஐயோ சொல்றதுக்கு பதிலா ராம கிருஷ்ணா சிவா ஏதாவது நாமம் சொல்லுவோம். So Krishna is going to take the example of Omkara Upasana in the following verses, which we will read now. Verse 13. Omityekaksharam Brahma. Vyaharan Mamanusmaran. Yah Prayatitya Jandeham. Sajati Paramangatim. So what does this Nishkama Omkara Upasaka will do at the time of death is the topic. And you should remember throughout this discussion, this Upasaka has never come to Nirguna Ishvara. He has not come to Vedanta Jnanam. Therefore, he doesn't have Aham Brahmasmi iti Jnanam. And therefore, from Vedantic angle, this person will come under Ajnani only. Even though he is a very informed person with regard to all other things, even though he is very informed with regard to Upasana, he is ignorant with regard to one particular thing. What is that? The essential oneness between Jivatma Paramatma, he does not know. And if he has already that knowledge, he need not bother about Krama Mukti at all, because with this knowledge itself, liberation is guaranteed here and now. All this Krama Mukti topic is only with regard to Ajnani regarding Aikya. Therefore, remember, this Ajnani Nishkama Upasaka, Ajitthan Thirithama Shali Udraam, Ajnani Nishkama Upasaka uses Omkara for remembering the Lord in his own concept, with his own attributes. So, Om iti Vyaharan. So, he utters the word Om, which is Ekaksharam Brahma, which is a monosyllabled word, a revealing Brahman. So, Ekaksharam means a word of one syllable, because Om is only one syllable. And which reveals Brahman, that Ekaksharam Brahma, Om iti Vyaharan utters. It does not mean that everyone has to utter Om. Whatever he has practiced throughout the life, that nama he has to utter. And suppose a person says, I have not practiced any name. That's why Krishna is warning, start practicing now itself. Rama, 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 solli padu. That's why in our culture, even when they yawn, they say Krishna, 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 anything. Practice. And therefore, whatever nama I have practiced, that I have to utter. The Omkara Upasaka utters Om iti Vyaharan. Vyaharan means uttering the word. And through this word, Anusmaran, he remembers not any finite thing in the world, because none of them is going to accompany him. So whether it is money, na veedu varai, uravu, veedi varai, manaivi, kaadu varai, pillai, kadasi varai, yaro na na, Bhagavanda. So therefore all the others are going to drop me in one stage or the other, because they cannot help me, that is their limitation. And therefore, remembering God, who is the only help, yaha prayati. So the one who travels with God, accompanied by, assisted by God, through a special path, nishkama upasaka, has a special route with Krishna, will explain later. It is called Shukla Gati. Yaha Prayati, the one who travels. Deham Tyajan, having dropped the physical body here, and the traveling is done by what? The physical body, the sthula shariram, is dropped here, and it is burnt down. Therefore, there is no question of physical body traveling, and there is no question of Atma traveling also. Atma, the consciousness, cannot travel because it is all-pervading. Therefore, what travels is the subtle and causal body, in which all the punya papa karmas are stored. It is that one which travels, which alone we call as the soul or jivaha. And therefore, this jivaha, consisting of sukshma shariram, and of course the reflected consciousness, it travels. And where does he travel? Saha yati paramam gatim. Such a jivatma travels towards the highest goal of life, namely krama mukti. So the travel is towards krama mukti, by which we mean going to Brahmaloka, gaining knowledge and liberation. Continuing. Ananya cheta satatam. Yo mam smarati nityashah.
Yo mam smarati nityashah.
Tasyaham sulabhav partha.
Tasyaham sulabhav partha.
Nitya yuktasya yoginah.
Nitya yuktasya yoginah.
So the question comes, how all these things are possible, especially at the time of death? For that, Krishna's answer is in this verse, which he has already dealt with before. It is by sheer abhyasa or practice. And what is the practice? All the time remembering the fact that everything that I am associated with belongs to the Lord alone. And I have been given an opportunity to be with various people so that I can learn to love them. It is a field, an exercising field, to learn loving other people, not to get security from them, not for taking anything from them. It is only a training in giving love, care, compassion. And my training all the time is that it belongs to the Lord. I am using, I have been given a nice opportunity. And when the time of separation comes also, My thinking is that everyone belongs to the Lord and therefore Lord has to take care of everyone. Our worry is, if we go away, what will happen to them? They will be stranded and they will be in trouble. Our scriptures point out, in fact, if they are in good condition, not because of you, it is in spite of you. And therefore, when we are off, situations will be generally better only. Therefore, if you have any such feeling, hand over everything to the Lord, yoga kshemam, vahamyaham, then your mind will not dwell here. This all requires lot of practice. And therefore, Krishna says here, yaha mam nityam smarati. Suppose a person remembers me all the time, and remember God represents the totality only. Personal God is only for convenience. But what personal God represents is the totality. Everything belongs to the macro. This is the awareness. Therefore, yaha mam smarati, the one who remembers this fact that there is no individual separate from the total. There is no wave separate from ocean. If wave claims I have a separate existence, it is ignorance on the part of the wave. An enlightened wave never claims individuality. It knows that there is nothing separate from ocean. With this awareness, yaha mam nityashaha smarati regularly reminds this fact. That's why I repeatedly tell this example. A wave is always permanently related to the ocean. A wave is fundamentally related to the ocean alone because it rises from the ocean, it exists in the ocean, and it resolves into the ocean. And not only in this birth, if the wave takes a punarjanma, again it is born out of what? The ocean. And therefore, wave's permanent relationship is with the ocean alone. The relationship between any two waves is only temporary. Between one wave and the other wave, the relationship is incidental and temporary. In my preoccupation with incidental relationship, I should not lose sight of the fundamental. The fundamental relationship makes me a bhakta. Incidental relationships make me husband, wife, father, mother, brother, sister, in-laws, outlaws, in-laws, etc. So all the roles that you play are incidental, and you have to play those roles. Nobody says you should deny them, but remember that the fundamental is with the Lord, the one who remembers. How? Ananya cheta, without being distracted by, without being sidetracked by the incidental roles that he plays, the one who remembers in the background, like what? Tambura Shruti. Just as a musician does not lose sight of Tambura Shruti, the moment the Tambura Shruti is lost sight of, Apashruti comes. Then the music will not be music, not only you cannot enjoy the music, for others also it will be terrible. And therefore, ananya chetaha, in the background, the one who remembers, tasya, for such a nishkama upasaka, he partha aham sulabha. I am the easiest person to remember. Just as a person who is attached to money, always remembers money, whatever he does. Similarly, if I know the value, remembrance is easier. Your mind remembers what you value most in your life. And nitya yuktasya yoginaha, it is easy for that upasaka who is nitya yuktaha, who is ever integrated, ever balanced, ever clear about his priorities in life, and yoginaha, and who is a seeker. So here yogi means upasakaha yogi. Continuing, mamu petya punar janma, dukkhalayam ashashvatam, naapnuvanti mahatmanah, samsiddhim paramangatah. With the previous verse, Krishna concludes his answer to the 7th question of Arjuna regarding Antakala Ishvara Smarana. Now, in the following verses, he wants to deal with some important topics connected with this discussion. From this verse, that is the 15th, up to 22nd verse, Krishna wants to talk about two types of human goals, two types of possible human goals. One human goal he calls God, and the other human goal he calls world. God and world, you can understand them as the infinite and finite, the spiritual and the material. And he wants to point out that for an intelligent person, God alone becomes the primary goal. For only the indiscriminate ones, everything other than God becomes the goal. And why we say God is the right goal to be chosen? He wants to give the reason. I have discussed this before also. With regard to all finite goals or accomplishments, there are three defects or allied problems, like the thorn going along with the rose. They are all wonderful goals, all right, but they have traps also. What are the threefold doshas? Do you remember? The first dosha is dukkha mishritatvam. They have got pleasure in them, but equally they are mixed with pain also. The pain in the form of acquisition, the pain in the form of preservation, and the pain in the form of ultimate loss. If acquisition gives me pain, preservation is more pain, and the loss is the greatest pain. This is dosha number one. And the second dosha with regard to all finite goals is, being finite, they will never give total satisfaction. Because always you know there is something bigger than that. So if I have got 100 rupees, I always miss 1,000. If I have got 1,000, I always miss 10,000. Any amount I get, there is no satisfaction at all. Na vittena tarpaniyaha manushyaha. 9-year-old boy Nachiketas tells in Kathopanishad. Therefore, what is the second problem? Any amount of money I have, I will look upon myself as middle class only. Samadhi, we are all middle class people. Only 5 bungalows and 6 cars are there. And if you go on insisting, maximum he will say, upper middle class. That's one upper sundara rarena chesvara. Even though the whole world says they are rich people, he doesn't feel, because he has got who in his mind, you know, Bill Gates. So therefore, atripti karatvam is the second problem. That is why match fixing. Nyabam vichunga? Match fixing. And then the third and final one is bandhakatvam. Once I learn to depend on external factors, I only become weaker and weaker. I become enslaved by that. This is the third dosha. Krishna indicates all these defects with regard to any goal other than God. And Krishna says, God alone represents purnatvam, independence. Because when you choose God as your goal, ultimately, you are going to discover God not outside. We introduce God as an outside entity, but ultimately, when you choose God as your goal, we are going to introduce God as what? Tat Tvam Asi. Therefore, ultimately, God-dependent is going to become self-dependent, because God is not going to be away from me. Therefore, God represents tripti, God represents security, God represents fulfillment, and therefore choosing God is the wisest choice. Krishna wants to declare in these verses. Now, comparison between two goals, God and world. He says, Mam Upetya. If a person attains me, the Lord, then what is the advantage? Mahatmanaha, those great people, those successful people, who have made a wise choice in their life, such mahatmas, punar janma na apnuvanti, they never come to finitude again. They never come to mortality again. They don't have ups and downs in life. In the case of any other accomplishment, I am on the top of the world like the cricketer. So he is going through a bad patch. Bad patch, rendamatha ball out. So for some time he is in good form, the whole world praised, so many man of the matches, and he is on the top. Then there afterwards again come down, just like a floating log, up and down happens with regard to other goals. Here punarjanma, here punarjanma means finitude. Na apnuvanti, these people do not come to. And what does finitude represent? Dukkhalayam, which is only a source, a temple of sorrow. We have heard temple of Shiva, Rama, Krishna, etc. Krishna coins a new word, Dukkhalayam. Why this word alaya he uses? In Rama Alaya, Rama is permanently Prana Pradishta, Pradishta Vanni Vichirka. He is not a temporary Yathasthanam Kadaiyathu, permanent Anga Irukku. In Shiva Laya, Shiva is permanently there. And in the finite world of samsara, the only permanent thing is what? Dukkhalaya. It is only a source of dissatisfaction. And ashashvatam, which is fleeting, which is impermanent. And such a finitude, otherwise called samsara, mahatmanaha na apnuvanti, these intelligent people do not come to that. Then what will happen to them? Paramam samsiddhim gataha. They have accomplished the highest goal of Purnatvam. They have accomplished moksha. Continuing. Abrahma Bhuvanal Lokaha. Punaravarti Norjuna. Mamupetya tu Kaunteya, Punarjanmana Vidyate. What about heaven? Because we have heard about heaven, anything that is wonderful, we say it is heavenly. What about heaven? A question comes. In some religions, they define heaven as eternal heaven. Here Krishna clearly declares there is no such thing called eternal heaven. Heaven also comes under finite goal only. And in our scriptures, we have got six heavens. Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka, and Satyaloka. Six levels of heaven, and in each higher level, the pleasures are higher, security is better, it is finer and finer. And the highest is Brahmaloka. And Krishna says, even that Brahmaloka cannot guarantee total security. Brahmaloka also comes under finite goal only, which means you can go there, enjoy, and then you have to return back. Return back to Madras or still worlds. And therefore he says, Hey Arjuna, Lokaha Punaravartinaha. All the 14 lokas exist within time and space. There is only one thing which is beyond time and space, which is Ishwaraha. otherwise called Brahman in Vedantic language. He will talk about that later. There is only one thing which is unlocated, whereas the other lokas are within time and space. That is why you have to travel to reach them. So the very fact that you have to travel indicates it is not available here. And what about Brahma Loka? He says Brahma Bhuvanat. Up to Brahma Loka, even Brahmaji is not permanent. Even Brahmaji, the creator, is not permanent. In fact, it is the name of a post only, like prime minister or president. And having enjoyed that post for some time, even Brahmaji will have to vacate. So if Brahmaji has to get security, even he has to depend upon jnanam alone. And therefore, everything is ephemeral. Whereas, Mam Upetyatu Kaunteya. Hey Arjuna, if you come to me, who is beyond time and space, Mam Upetyatu Kaunteya Punar Janma Na Vidyate. There is no question of the infinite becoming finite again. Therefore, that alone will give you permanent security. Continuing. Sahasrayuga paryantam.
Sahasrayuga paryantam.
Aharyat brahmano viduhu.
Aharyat brahmano viduhu.
Ratrim yuga sahasrantam teho ratra vido janah
teho ratra vido janah.
So in these verses Krishna talks about the duration of Brahmaji's life. His longevity is discussed here. Brahmaji, I am using the word ji, it is not a Sanskrit word, it's a Hindi, to differentiate it from Brahman, the formless reality. So in Sanskrit, two words are there. One is Brahma or Brahman, which is Nirgunam Brahma, which is beyond time and space. And there is another word, Brahma, with long. That Brahma means Saguna Brahma, who is Mr. Saraswati. Mr. Saraswati, na, Saraswati is husband in Artha. Therefore, who is described as Chaturmukha Brahma, that Brahma is finite. Therefore, to differentiate these two, Nirguna and Saguna, Nirguna is called Brahman, the Saguna is called Brahmaji for our convenience. So what is the duration of Brahmaji's life? Krishna says, 2000 Chatur Yugas of the human being is equal to 1 calendar day of Brahmaji. Everybody. 2000 Chatur Yugas. I hope you know what is Chatur Yuga. And I hope you know what is Yuga. Aparandana Chatur Yuga. So Yuga is a duration of time, like month, year, etc. Yuga is a duration. And we have got 4 yugas, Krita Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. And what is the Yuga in which we are now? Kali Yuga. Terimaliha. Kali Yuga. And the duration of Kali Yuga, according to the scriptures, is 4,32,000 years. It is this scriptural calculation. 4,32,000 years constitute Kali Yuga. This is the fourth one. The previous one is called Dwapara Yuga, and it is supposed to be double the duration of Kali Yuga. So 8,64,000. And then the second one is Treta Yuga. Dwapara Yugam kadasiyila dhaan Krishnar vandar. Treta Yugathile Rama avatar. The duration of Treta Yuga is supposed to be 3 times Kali Yuga. 3 into 4,32,000. Aathukku poi calculator vechindu ellam kooti paathunga. Then Krita Yuga is supposed to be 4 times Kali Yuga. So therefore, what about 1 Chaturyuga? You have to multiply and add. And if you do that, the total will come to 43,20,000 years. Kali Yugathukku vandu 4,32,000. Adhil oru extra zero pota varam. Because 1 time, 2 time, 3 time, 4 time pota, 10 times aayidum. So therefore, 43,20,000 years is supposed to be the duration of 1 Chaturyuga. Adu madri, 2,000 Chaturyugas mudinjal, Brahmaji will just tear off one in the tear off calendar, not monthly tear off, daily tear off. One sheet he will remove. And like that, Brahmaji has got 100 years of life. So, in a panano, Uru Varshatke, 365 days. You have to first multiply by 365. And then you have to multiply by 2,000 Chaturyugas, and then you have to multiply by 43,20,000 years. So many years will be the life of Brahmaji. Now, what is the present age of Brahmaji? In all the Sankalpa, we say, Brahmaji is running 51st year. 50 vayasu aayidhu avarku. One hair must have turned grey. Brahmanaha parardha dvaya kale. Parardham means 50 years. Brahmaji has got parardha dvayam means what? 250 years. 100 solapadadho. 250 years he has got. And now dvitiya parardhe. And this is the first day of the 51st year. And in the first day, he has got 2,000 Chaturyugas. And this is 27th or 28th Chaturyuga. Ashta Vimshati Tame Kali Yuge. 2,000 Chaturyugas, 28th Chaturyuga. Now you can calculate how many Chaturyugas more he has to cross and what is the total life. Of these 2,000 Chaturyugas, 1,000 Chaturyuga Brahmaji keeps awake. And another 1,000 Chaturyuga is asleep. That is what is said here. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. A duration of 1,000 Chaturyugas. Here the word yuga must be translated as Chaturyuga. So 1,000 Chaturyuga duration is Brahmanaha Ahaha. Ahaha means daytime. 12 hours of Brahmaji. And what about night? Yuga Sahasrantam Ratrim. another 1000 chaturyugas will be the duration of night of Brahma. Here also Brahma means Brahmaji. Okay, Brahmajehe chaturyuga. The chaturyuga of Brahmaji. Who knows all these things? Aho ratra vido janah. Those people who have studied the scriptures in which all the lokas are talked about, such people only know these details. Then, what happens during the day and night of Brahmaji? That is going to be said in the next verse. Avyakta advyaktaya sarvaha. Prabhavantyah ragame. Ratryagame praliyante. Tatraiva vyakta samjnake. So what happens during Brahmaji's day and night? Krishna wants to point out that it is very similar to our day and night. When our day begins, then our world of interaction also begins. So now we have got interactions, activities, knowledge, emotions. It is a fully active world with desha, kala and padarthaha. Now I have got space, I have got time, and I have got people, and I have got interactions, and I have got consequent responses also. In fact, my life begins when I wake up. And the moment I go to sleep, what happens? My whole world of plurality is resolved for me. In my deep sleep state, desha is resolved, time, kala is resolved, and dvaitam, the world of plurality, is resolved, and therefore all the transactions are resolved, and therefore all the sukha dukkha emotions are also resolved. That's why it is called nirvikalpaka avastha, state of what you call nirvikalpa, undifferentiated state. But the only difference is, when I go to sleep, only my world of plurality is resolved. For other people who are awake, the world continues. The transaction continues. So my private world rises when I rise, and my private world resolves when I go to sleep. But in the case of Brahmaji, this happens at the macro level. When I sleep, it is called layaha. When Brahmaji sleeps, it is called pralayaha. Pra means what? Macro. When I sleep, it is micro. Micro ku peru layam. Macro ku peru pralayam. And what do you mean by pralayam? It is not my subjective world that resolves. When Brahmaji goes to sleep, the whole creation resolves into unmanifest condition. Like individual sleep. My private world is not destroyed. It goes to only dormant condition, because when I wake up next day, everything comes. Kavalim andudum kude. So duality comes, time comes, space comes, worry also comes. Therefore, when I go to sleep, my private world is not destroyed, but it goes to dormant condition. Similarly, during Brahmaji sleep, the whole creation goes to avyakta avastha. That is what is said here. Ratri agame. Look at the second line first. When Brahmaji's night comes, sarvaha vyaktayaha praliyante. So all these individuals are resolved. Praliyante. Into what condition? Avyakta samjnake. To a state of unmanifest. Because scientifically also matter cannot be destroyed. You can never create matter, you can never destroy matter. Even in an atomic explosion, if matter is destroyed, it gets converted into energy condition. So, what do you mean by destruction? From visible condition, it goes to invisible condition. When you are boiling water, water disappears from the vessel, but it is not destroyed, but it remains in the atmosphere in the form of invisible vapor. Similarly, the whole concrete visible universe at the time of pralayam gets converted into unmanifest matter. You may call it energy, but we will call it prakriti or maya or avyaktam. This is when Brahmaji goes to sleep. And aharagame, again when Brahmaji wakes up, the energy is again converted back into matter. The invisible is again converted into visible. The non-dual is again converted to duality. Again activity begins. So, vyaktayaha sarvaha. Avyaktat prabhavanti, out of the unmanifest, again they become manifest. Thus the world goes in a cyclic form of manifestation and manifestation. Expansion, contraction, evolution, involution. Like our heart, lub-dub, Sulramari, the whole universe continues in a cyclic form eternally. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.